Welcome to Points of Departure, a podcast from the Arkansas Global Changemakers in coordination with KUAF Public Radio,
where we aim to place pressing social issues into global context
and bring communities together to find local solutions to global challenges.
My name is Lawrence Hare, Associate Professor of History in the Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences.
And I am Rogelio Garcia Contreras, Teaching Assistant Faculty in the Walton College of Business.
And I'm Daniel Carruth, a producer and reporter for KUAF Public Radio. And we're your hosts for Points of Departure. Hey, it's producer Daniel Carruth here. This is a special episode of Points of Departure. No Lawrence or Rogelio today, unfortunately. But as it's August and school is starting back up, we thought we'd take a field trip of sorts to the classroom. In the last season of Points of Departure, you might remember a conversation Lawrence and Rogelio had with two City of Fayetteville employees, Heather Elsey and Taylor Osborne, about their efforts to create a green business guideline. Okay, it was a while ago, so a short refresher. Taylor, what exactly is the Green Business Guideline?
Business has a big role to play in environmental sustainability. And so this guide is a way to help them be better environmental stewards, may that be through their practices or their supply chains, for example, but also what they do in our local community, ways that they give back on social issues and things like that, volunteerism, employee engagement. So I feel like the Green Business Guide gives the business an opportunity to be recognized for what they're doing environmentally speaking. That also just paints the picture to be more all inclusive.
So as part of that, the city partnered local businesses with students at the University of Arkansas to assess current sustainable practices, determine barriers, and come up with a way to make going green easier. And all of this played out among students, and it just so happens one of our esteemed co-hosts, Rogelio Garcia Contreras' business classes. So today we'll get to hear from some of the students who participated in the most recent part of that program, as well as from a few of the other stakeholders like Heather and Taylor on the end results. That's all coming up next, after the break, here on Points of Departure.
Every day, Ozarks at Large brings you the news, music, and culture that make our corner of the world unique. You can hear live music performed inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio, sit in on conversations with community leaders, and hear reported stories about immigrant communities, the environment, and politics. Listen weekdays on 91.3 KUAF or search for Ozarks at Large in your podcast app.
You're listening to Points of Departure. It's early May, and students file into the bright, cream-colored lecture hall in the J.B. Hunt Building on the University of Arkansas campus in Fayetteville.
And I have some announcements in relation to the deadline. I just moved the deadline for your benefit.
It's close to the end of the semester, and this class is one of the last, which means inevitably it's time for presentations. And the presentations today are a bit unusual, though. For the past few months, the students in this class have been acting more like business consultants than college students, helping companies develop a green business guideline for their quote-unquote clients.
Okay, hi everyone. I'm Abby.
I'm Elle.
I'm Kay.
And I'm Emma.
And we're very excited to be presenting to you all today some of the insights that we've gleaned from partaking in this initiative and just kind of share some of the recommendations that we formulated after working with our business, which was...
For many of the students, tracking down business owners and getting them to not only agree to work with a bunch of college students on this sustainability experiment, but also getting them to open up about their practices, limitations, and goals was a little daunting. And many said it was the first time they've ever done any of this type of consulting. Here's Katie Rodd, an international and agricultural business major at the U of A.
I think that's really what drew me into it. I thought it was really neat that we were going to actually be working with businesses, actually having kind of like a tangible thing that we were doing. I think the whole research part of it is really interesting. I think walking through the consulting process is really neat. And that's just a really unique opportunity. There aren't really very many classes that give you that opportunity. And so that was kind of the main thing that I think for me.
Leslie Johnson, a sophomore accounting major, says she took the class specifically for its focus on sustainability.
And I think in business, you kind of take a lot of the same things, especially when you get like kind of on your major track. It's a bunch of like repetition. Like I'm in, you know, three accounting classes last semester. I'm in three accounting classes this semester. And so I, you know, wanted to pick something that seemed like it would be vastly different than what I would be doing in all my other classes. And you don't really hear a lot about social impact, just really sustainability, anything like that in general in your business classes. And so I was really excited to kind of get a different perspective on business.
But there was, of course, a learning curve to understand and determine what a sustainable business or business practice is, as senior finance major Evan Bartlett discovered.
It really broadens the perspective of what sustainability all entails. And so I think I'm really interested to talk to real business owners to see like how does this actually work, and is it feasible to like do all these things and implement them, and what it looks like, you know, in real life, I guess, not just theoretical.
So in teams, the groups partnered with everyone from clothing and retail stores to restaurants and even product manufacturers, helping them understand what it means to be a green business and testing out how a guideline which offers best practices, options, and even a rating system could shape how businesses implement those practices. Luckily, they weren't completely alone.
Hi, I'm Peyton Hall. I am a second-year MBA student with a focus in business sustainability, and I am the vice president for the People, Planet, and Profit Project.
Graduate student Peyton Hall and the People, Planet, and Profit Project, or P4 Consultants, a group of interdisciplinary graduate students that works to help companies attain sustainability certifications, was on hand to usher these would-be green guideline gurus along.
So P4 has been consulting with City of Fayetteville and Rogelio and his class to bring it to a final stage. So the Green Business Guideline, the overall plan was coming up with a format for businesses in the initially local Fayetteville area, now potentially Northwest Arkansas area, to understand how sustainable they are, whether that's environmental, social, or how they interact with the community. Initially, it was just interviewing companies or businesses on what they were doing. We've now formulated it into a formal questionnaire, essentially, that they can go through and answer.
And that questionnaire included a range of information on things like waste and plastic use, recycling practices, the type of light bulbs and heating and cooling systems they use, all the way to pedestrian and bike access on their property.
I would say this is definitely like the alpha test. So since this is the first time with the formal questionnaire for businesses to complete, this will be what we then present to City of Fayetteville overall for them to implement, and then maybe even the Northwest Arkansas Council to have it be officially implemented, where there will be, you know, storefront stickers and a website that people can go to so consumers know what businesses in the area are sustainable, because there's definitely a consumer base that cares about that and would prefer to shop or consume from businesses that are sustainable.
And Peyton Hall says the hope is that this guideline will be broad enough that businesses across sectors throughout the city and beyond will be able to implement and measure their own sustainable practices. One of the students, Audrey Garner, explains the business she worked with, Plomo, a fusion taco bar located in Fayetteville's downtown district, was maybe not the first idea she would have had for a quote-unquote sustainable business.
I think I learned a lot about sustainability. I, like I said, I'm not the most well-versed in the topic, but I just learned a lot about different things that businesses can do. I learned a lot about the constraints that businesses have based on their size and their rental spaces. For example, like if they rent things, they can't control the pavement outside, or they can't control a lot of the light fixtures, stuff like that. So we learned a lot about how to just kind of work around that. In my presentation, we talked about using water-efficient fixtures like low-flow faucets in toilets, and just how much money you can save in that, because it's an option for renters to use, because a lot of commercial leases require you to install your own plumbing. And just learning like what renters can do, what renters can't do, and how that kind of constrains you on sustainability, it definitely taught us a lot. I don't think we would have known that to the extent that we do if we didn't do the full guideline.
She says one of the strengths that her team saw of this guideline is how much it encompasses and the ways it can help shift people's idea on what is or isn't a green practice.
I think so, because I think I didn't really realize, you know, how much you think you hear sustainability, you think of like recycling and solar panels, and you don't really think about things like certain types of pavement and different things like that. I think you learned a lot. I learned a lot about just really what it all means, and that it's kind of not just in a little box that everyone seems to think about sustainability, and that there's all kinds of different types of sustainability, even things like donating extra products to homeless people. We had a group that talked about that. They donate hoodies in the winter to homeless people, stuff like that, that you don't think of it as sustainable practices because you're not really changing your product or changing your business, but you are making a difference for other people. And instead of letting those things go to waste or just continuing to mark them down on sale and hoping that they sell, you're putting them to good use for people that need them more than you. So even stuff like that is a sustainable practice that I think I never really realized.
Some of the issues students identified with their partners in the Green Business Guideline were around efficiency and application. But Taylor Osborne and Heather Elzey from the City of Fayetteville say even this kind of feedback was invaluable.
Well, I think we've gotten a lot of really good takeaways in what we've heard their students repeat from the businesses. So businesses who rent versus own, small businesses versus big businesses has been really impactful, and just kind of planting seeds in our minds of how we will address those, I don't want to say issues, but those specific challenges in the future, and how we can make the GBG, the Green Business Guidelines, simple but efficient in what we want it to be, which, as we discussed today, is a learning tool that also provides room for improvement within the business where they're able.
Yeah, I think I'm most, you know, excited about and taking away from, you know, this semester what it's going to look like to turn this into a tool for education. As an environmental educator for the city, I don't want anybody to be turned off or, you know, by either the size of the GBG or the questions themselves, or even the idea that we're trying to assess their business. We really do just want to engage with businesses and help them learn more about how they can, you know, be a part of the community and be more sustainable and hopefully save them some money.
This is their fourth semester working on the Green Business Guideline with students in Rogelio's class, and they say the final product is still evolving.
The students' engagement and the businesses and the diversity of students and the diversity of businesses we've seen has really provided a great opportunity for a lot of valuable feedback. And we've been working with Dr. Rogelio for several semesters on this, and we've learned something valuable each semester. And the GBG has grown and evolved a lot. And I think something really important to pull from all of that is what we want the GBG to be at its core, and what is standing out as those items that just keep coming back as important throughout all the business conversations.
And as Peyton Hall explains, it's those conversations between the businesses and the students that can make the biggest impact.
But through these conversations with students and businesses, there are a lot of things that people don't realize they're doing that's good, which I think the questionnaire really helps with. So being able to check off this box that I'm doing this, and hopefully in the future we'll be able to have a like how much money that's also saving them, as well as the impact it's having environmentally or certain groups that it's helping. So I think being able to shrink it down to the local level and know that any change you make here is gonna have that ripple effect on the rest of the world too. So kind of bringing it in to let students and businesses know that it's still gonna have that broad impact, but it's gonna start here.
You're listening to Points of Departure. We'll be back after this break.
Hi, I'm Sarah Lewis. I'm CEO and founder of Edgewater Coaching and Consulting. I'm also an instructor as part of the Environmental Resiliency Program at the University of Arkansas. And I listen to Points of Departure on KUAF.
Over the last year, I have discovered the work that helps me to do something that I've been dreaming about doing in my professional career for quite some time. And that is breaking down the walls of the ivory tower and revealing what really goes on in the minds and thinkings of academics, in their research labs, in the different disciplines, and in the classrooms. It sounds a little bit like Real Housewife meets academia, but that is what KUAF has helped me to accomplish with my podcast, On Discipline. I am Karee Banton, the host of On Discipline. I love being a part of KUAF because I can count on hearing quality news from diverse populations from around the world. In-depth and incisive analysis of major stories and headlines. And I get to learn about and from people like myself, academics, artists, legal experts, economists, storytellers, and other people doing cutting-edge work. By contributing to KUAF, it helps people like me to bring you the kinds of quality content you hear on Discipline. Thank you, KUAF listeners. What would I do without your support?
You can pledge your support and give back to podcasts like this one when you give at supportkuaf.com. You've been listening to Points of Departure. Your hosts are Rogelio Garcia Contreras and Lawrence Hare. I'm producer Daniel Carruth. Points of Departure is a podcast production of KUAF Public Radio and Arkansas Global Changemakers. For more information, you can go to KUAF.com.